three Kennedys. Surely not.
The old man lay a few feet from the giant wormhole, gathering his thoughts and regaining what breath he could. Dean was on his haunches, breathing heavily, while Jack still lay face down, frozen in attention to the rumbling, which grew louder by the second. The others were also transfixed as they listened.
What is that?
Muty worm. We disturb burrow, made fear danger.
So it's coming to investigate? Why didn't the stoop fucker just run away, like any other intelligent, dumb creature would?
Disregarding the inherent contradiction, I would say that was a pointless question. Better just to get the hell away from here ourselves.
Doc's right. That thing's gonna make a bigger hole when it comes out than when it went in. And it has all that disturbed cast to push out of the way.
Great. A worm shit shower.
Shut up and run!
They were all on their feet now and running toward their original path, bringing them back on course for Charity and away from the giant cast.
How do we know that this isn't where the worm is gonna surface and we're running right into it?
Because they're more...
Fuck!
The worm exploded to the surface, throwing dry desert earth into the air and showering them with dust and hard-packed earth. They all hit the ground. Damper soil soon rained down, the cast from the tunnel.
Hot pipe, watch out!
Dean writhed around, trying to avoid the raining soil. A large clump of damp soil hit the ground where Dean had lain but a moment before, leaving an impact crater where his head would have been. The others were trying to judge where the larger clumps would fall as they wriggled around on the ground. There was no time to get up and run. By the time the dirt rain had finally ceased, the disturbed, muty worm had come straight up from the hole and was now towering above, perpendicular to the sand and awesome in length. At a glance, Dean judged it to be about 50 feet long, the tail end disappearing into the hole. It undulated in a rippling motion, the manner in which it was able to keep its segmented body upright. The front segment moved around as if trying to detect the wreck party. Its mouth howled open, the strange rows of fleshy teeth dripping ooze.
Oh, fuck!
Doc snapped out of his stupor, and with remarkable swiftness, reached across to Mick, who was carrying a supply bag, and took it from him.
Hey!
Mick was in charge of carrying spare ammo, grens, and Plasex. Doc picked out a gren. He also took a lump of Plasex and hastily wrapped it around the gren. Scrambling to his feet, Tanner launched himself toward the monster Muty. Somehow, the creature detected Doc's presence, its head tilted, its monstrous teeth working like a steam shovel.
Get thee hence!
Doc pulled the pin, drew back his arm, and threw the explosive toward the open mouth. The head section lifted slightly as it detected the motion of the gren, moving with the arc of the small object, and the mouth welcomed it in.
Duck and cover!
Everyone threw themselves onto the desert floor and covered their heads. 1 second, the worm seemed to be rearing up in all its awesome glory, and the next, it had simply vaporized.